There's a whole range of rights that are denied in Greece, and not just the Macedonian minority, but all ethnic minorities in Greece. Greece simply does not recognise that it has a very large number of ethnic minorities, one of whom is the Macedonians. And the rights that are denied are language rights. The Macedonians are not free to speak their own language. Our religious rights are denied. They're not free to have Macedonian Orthodox churches. The Macedonian language is not taught in the school system, as ethnic languages are in Australia. Many the Macedonians there are not free to self-identify as Macedonian. They can't stand up in public and say so because they face hostility. And many Macedonians who have left Greece over the years have found that they're not free to return. They're denied the right to return to their ancestral homes.
What happens to a Macedonian in Greece if he or she speaks their own language?
Look, they can be ostracised. There are instances where people believe they've had been discriminated against in their work and so on. But the point is the state doesn't allow these things. So where people try and organise to do these things, they find bureaucratic hurdles. For example, there's a very excellent case of a group of people, Macedonians, who wanted to build a home of Macedonian culture in northern Greece. And they were continually denied the rights, the permits and so on for this. And eventually they took it to the European Court of Human Rights and won decisively, and the European Court of Human Rights decreed that Greece must allow them to do so, yet that was 10 years ago, and despite that, there are still bureaucratic hurdles, and that home of Macedonian culture is still not built. It's a major scandal.
Speaking about Europe there, how are surrounding countries approaching the situation?
It depends. I mean, the reason that Greece has this attitude is that it possesses a large amount of territory that originally belonged to the ethnic Macedonians and other people in that area, and Bulgaria also has a certain percentage of that land, and this was land that was divided as part of the First and Second Balkan Wars. Whereas, say, other countries like Serbia, which also had a bit of land, have since relinquished that claim, and that land is, and those people there have since gone on to independence as the Republic of Macedonia. So once you get away from Greece and Bulgaria, then the attitude of the surrounding countries is much better.
What about today? Do ethnic tensions between Macedonians and Greeks continue in communities living in Australia?
Look, I think it's died down a lot in Australia for the simple reason that, you know, a lot of the activism is not there, so, you know, people are allowed to go back to what they were. But there is still that ongoing tension because Greece still denies the Republic of Macedonia, you know, its right to name itself as a sovereign country. And the name that it has is the Republic of Macedonia. Now, Greece is disputing that. That's really an assault on the Macedonian identity. It's not allowing the Macedonians the freedom to choose their own identity and to identify, a freedom that every other ethnic group in the world enjoys. So it's really a form of cultural genocide, what they're asking for. So it's more than just a simple name change. It gets down to the very basic root and identity of our people.
Now, yesterday, giant half-page ad printed in The Australian from collective Macedonian communities saying Australia should play a more constructive role in the region by recognising the Republic of Macedonia under the name chosen by its sovereign citizens. How much power does Australia have in changing the situation?
Look, I think Australia has a lot of power for the simple reason that because there is a large ethnic Greek population in Australia, the Australian government is very aware of the situation, and Greece is responsive to Australia in that way because there is that relationship there. You know, other countries like United States, Russia and China have recognised Macedonia under its sovereign name, and Australia should do so too. And I think that would give guidance to the Greek politicians and to the Greek nation that, you know, what they're asking for is really out of bounds. It's more than people are able to give, and that by supporting the right to self-identification and self-determination, not only would the Australian government be upholding the right principles, but it would send a message to the Greek people that they should really rethink their position on this situation.